following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, and welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And there is a lot going on in the sports world, as we just watched. None other than Roger Federer going at it on the grass once again and whipping up tail. Eighth title on the grass. The guy is a true master of the grass. Unbelievable stuff. Melo still counting on a deal with the Houston Rockets. The Major League Baseball season second half has gotten underway, and there is football right around the corner. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing well, my friend. And, All-Star break is behind us. We're in that stretch run in baseball. Like you said, man, football right on the doorstep. And, you know, the NBA has figured out the NFL's formula of just staying on that 12-month sports calendar. It's always interesting to hear these quotes. It's always interesting to hear these quips. And now we're interested in rookie league basketball, and that's really interesting to me.
Yep, summer league is getting a lot of play. Anyways, he's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We're just getting warmed up. A lot to talk about in the sports world. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We will be right back after this, and we're going to break it down in the sports world. Again, Jeff Rich and the Dorf Man. Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back, everybody.
Before you hear this, or this, or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You lollygag the ball around the infield. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. You know what that makes you, Larry?
Lollygaggers.
Lollygaggers. What's our record, Larry?
8-16.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. A bunch of lollygaggers. We are. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And there is a lot going on in the sports world, even though we are in the dog days of summer. The boys of summer are definitely playing baseball. And let me tell you what, Jeff, I look at a lot of these things that are going on, some trends that are happening in Major League Baseball right now. And let's start right here in good old Phoenix, Arizona, where you and I are. And the trend that I'm seeing with the Arizona Diamondbacks right now is, first and foremost, they're on a losing streak of four in a row. But second of all, pitching has really gotten away from them. The bullpen, the relief, all of it has absolutely fallen apart on them in the past, I'd say, 10 to 14 days or so. And with the trade deadline approaching us, they need a bat, and now it seems like they need pitching. They probably needed both of those before anyway, but now even more so with Fernando Rodney blowing it a couple weeks ago against the Dodgers. I saw Archie Bradley blow it the other night, something that we haven't seen thus far, and I thought that this guy could serve a few different roles for you, but now I'm seeing that there are a lot of holes in this Arizona Diamondback pitching staff. And with that being said, the bats aren't going either for the most part either.
You can get away with having the occasional off night or having a bad weekend and slumping a little bit. And, you know, the National League beneath them just frankly isn't that good. You know, when you're talking about them, them being the Arizona Diamondbacks as a wild card team in May, you know, I think that we both kind of pumped the brakes a little bit in April. And then we got to May and the Diamondbacks seemed a little more legitimate. And, I just never felt that they were that good. I understood the standings and I looked around and I expected the Cubs to rise up a little bit. I think I expected the Nationals to have a little more competition in the East as well. But, they didn't feel like a playoff team. They might be one of the top five teams in the National League and, for that matter, one of the top three or four. But, this was a little bit expected. I looked at the schedule. You know, I knew going to L.A., going into the All-Star break, going on the road, going to play a mediocre team that's playing a little bit better than they should be on paper with all the youth that they have in Atlanta. I think it's really disappointing, but I think that it's somewhat expected as well. It's not like the carpet was pulled out from underneath us. This was just the other shoe was eventually going to drop, and it did.
Look, the Dodgers are the class of the division. We all know that.
No question.
Okay? We all know that. They're starting to run away with this thing. They've got a 9.5-game lead against the D-backs, 11.5 against the Rockies. The Rockies are on a free fall as well, let's be honest. With that being said, I've been talking about the wild card a lot because I really think the wild card is what's going to get interesting. Because even though the Milwaukee Brewers are leading the Central Division with 52 wins, the Rockies 52 wins, the Diamondbacks 52 wins, the Cubs 45 wins now and 500, winning a couple straight after the All-Star break has happened. So maybe they start to pick it up a little bit. And then absolutely, they are definitely in a wild card race. Them and the Brewers are in a wild card race when you think about it, because whoever doesn't win that division is going to be battling the D-backs and the Rockies. And you know what? Who knows? Maybe the Braves somehow figure out a way to come out of the woodwork, because they're not a bad baseball team. Just like you said, they have a lot of talent. They're pretty decent. They're young. They're up and coming. So I look for a very interesting wild card race in the National League, both the National League and the American League, to be honest with you, when push comes to shove. I think they're both going to be really fun to watch. But the D-backs are really struggling right now, and some of these issues I really don't think are going away. So they need to figure it out. They need to figure it out real quick. And Torrey Lovella seems very cool, calm, poised, collected. I watch him all the time after the games and the press conferences, and he says the same thing all the time. I'm sorry, man, but the guy says the same thing all the time. We're just trying to go out there and play fundamental baseball and this and that and the other. Well, sooner or later, they got to figure something else out, Jeff. And I wouldn't mind them going to something like small ball. I mean, they're leaving a lot of guys on base with what I'm saying right now, but this would just create more scoring opportunities for them. Last night, I think they left 11 runners on base. So they're leaving a ton of runners on base. They're not getting the hits. They're not getting the pitching. They're struggling, to say the least, man. They're on a free fall, and I think they got to step it up, and they got to figure it out pretty quick.
Now, I have a little bit of an American League attitude. I feel that giving away outs as a defensive coach or player, I am more than thrilled that you're going to give me a free out and you only get three in an inning, that I'm going to take that free out with sacrifice bunting and play it small ball. I think that there's logic to it when you need to manufacture a run to take the lead or tie a game up. But I don't like it all the time. I don't even like it as a general rule. I think that there should be an element of surprise to it. And these guys come out of the on deck circle holding up the bunt signal. So I like Tito Francona, John Farrell, Torrey Lovello, that whole branch or tree of managers in Major League Baseball that are going to go for the big inning, that are going to swing the big sticks, and you get runners on first and second, why waste the out? I'm chasing the three-run homer there, but Torrey Lovello is a smart guy. He's going to feel this team out for what they're supposed to do and what's right for the right situations. And if there is a shift to that that National League brand of baseball where you play small ball and you might sacrifice getting the 4-run inning to produce one, to guarantee yourself one run. And it might happen. It might be what's necessary. But, at the end of the day, they're not catching this Dodgers team. It's, we talk to Dodgers fans. We have a lot of Dodgers fans on the Dorfman Sports Radio team. And, even the biggest pessimists really can't sell anything on the Dodgers. They're buying all around.
Look, they're the best team in baseball right now, and there's no mistake about it. But you know what I find interesting about the D-backs? Look, they've got – and I don't know the stat on the second half of what I'm going to say to you, but I think it would be interesting to find out. They have the most comeback from behind victories, right? 29 in all of Major League Baseball. But I wonder how many one-run game losses they have, because truth be told, they have a lot of those. Like we were talking about with the Dodgers, they're the class of the division. They're the class maybe of the whole league, but the D-backs lost to them by one run, like in every single one of those games. So they played with the best. They just weren't able to get over the hump with the best. And they had a legitimate shot to win one of those games, and they absolutely blew it. So I think the D-backs have a real problem of sometimes playing to the level of their competition. I mean, in all honesty, like they lose to some of these teams that are lesser, like the Atlanta Braves, who I don't think are necessarily a bad baseball team, but they're not 500, okay? And they're very close to 500 now because the D-backs have come into town for them. But truth be told, it seems like to me, a lot of times the D-backs play to the level of their competition. And sometimes when they're playing the very good baseball teams, they rise. When they play the teams that are a little bit less, they seem to lower, have errors, have all kinds of interesting things happen in the outfield. Pitchers don't get the job done. Hitters don't get the bats going. You name it, those bad things happen in those one-run losses for the D-backs.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. 18-13, by the way, as it sits on Sunday morning, the Diamondbacks are in one-run game. So they're plus five in the runs scored, okay. Obviously in the W's there. You know, and they've teed off. They've won the big games late. They're 7-1 in extra innings. They're 9-1 against the American League Central Division. So they have a lot of wins that maybe the Nationals and the Cubs haven't had the opportunity because of the different interleague scheduling alignments, but. You know, those Dodgers, you know, and I think they sucked the soul. You know, there was a moment 4 years ago when there was a beanball fest between Ian Kennedy, Zach Greinke, Yasiel Puig. A big brawl broke out, and the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers shifted spots by the end of the season, with the Diamondbacks going from first to last and the Dodgers going from last to first. So that kind of stuff's going to happen, but man, that was, you know, the way that they hit those home runs. You know, Jake Lamb hits his second of the game. Then Ketel Marte hits the longest home run I've ever seen hit at Dodger Stadium.
Yep.
And then Rodney doesn't get an out. And, you know, you put TJ McFarland in an impossible situation. That was an absolutely soul-sucking moment that I don't think that this Diamondbacks team is going to be able to recover from in 2017.
Yeah, I mean, you just never know. I mean, when bad things happen, it's all about how you do recover, how you respond to those things. And right now, the D-backs are not responding, man. The break came and went, and they kind of left off right where they did right before the break, which was what we were hoping they would not do. We were hoping they'd get back to what they did early in the season. Hey, it looks like we're probably up against a break here. So real quickly, though, before we do get to the break, Cleveland Indians, man, speaking of losing to the lesser teams, that's what they're doing at the moment, Jeff.
Oh, it's terrible. You know, everybody looked at this West Coast trip out of the break, the A's and the Giants, obviously not what the Giants have been. And, you know, the A's, it's a little bit par for the course, and the Indians were supposed to go in there and win both series. They're not going to win the Oakland series. And I think that they're going to struggle over at AT&T Park in San Francisco as well.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, man. I do hear the music behind us. We'll take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk more probably about baseball, or we'll get into some other stuff, because that's how we like to do it, man. We just like talking about sports. So it is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He would be Jeff Rich. I am Andy Dorf. Give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, Dorf on Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close. Again, Jeff Rich with the Dorf Man, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time. And it's Henry Aaron.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Going to walk Hanley Ramirez to load the bases and will bring up Benintendi with a chance to be the hero tonight.
Ball went away. Ball three. Another ball ends the game.
You got to take this pitch.
The 3-1. Inside. Ball four. Red Sox win it.
5-4 Boston.
Ball game over. Red Sox win.
Chapman just did not have it. Didn't have the command.
The Red Sox truly walk it off.
Welcome back, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529, those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. I'm talking a little baseball right now. So Cubs fans, love to hear from you. Brewers fans, love to hear from you. Cleveland fan, love to hear from you. Boston Red Sox fan, clip was just about you. Love to hear from you as you are atop that division. But the Tampa Bay Rays are coming big, man. Did you see this coming, by the way, Jeff? The Tampa Bay Rays playing this good of baseball?
No, not at all. I mean, I think that they're a surprise on the level that the Diamondbacks are. I just think the American League's just that much better at the top. You know, I think that they have that much more depth that when you look at the team like Tampa, you're not looking at them as a playoff team. You're kind of looking at them, wow, they're making some noise. Maybe they'll play spoiler down the stretch.
Well, I mean, if they keep it up, they're going to maybe walk themselves into a wild card race anyway. Again, if you win that division, you're in. We know that. Wild card looking like Tampa Bay right in the mix with the Rangers, Minnesota, the Yankees, Kansas City. There's going to be a good wild card race when I look at it in the American League, just the same way there is going to be in the National League, Jeff, because there's a lot of parity. Or I don't know if we can call it parity, but there's a lot of teams that are right around the same as far as their win-loss total. Go ahead.
Let me ask you something. This is a team that's a little below the cut line in the Los Angeles of Anaheim. You know, we talk every year about how does Mike Socha still have a job? And I'm looking at this team, how well they're playing without Mike Trout, and it really makes you wonder how well they might have played with him, or if they just kind of, you know, said, hey, we got to step it up, our guy is out. And I'm curious if that's more Mike Trout or if it's just kind of happenstance.
I think it's probably a little bit of both. You know, I mean, you do feel that urge and that need to step it up when key players are out of there. But let's face it, man, they've underachieved and they've got a lot of talent. So I'm like you, man. I've been shaking my head for years about Sosa. I don't get it, man. Sosa, I don't get how he continues to have a job over and over when you go out there and you have all that talent and you're 4 games under .500 in the current season, but you're not even sniffing the playoffs. You're not making noise. Yeah, man, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me at all what's going on there with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
And you know, more to your point about the playoffs, the Rangers are right there. I think the Rangers have underachieved a little bit. Look around that American League West. You know, Oakland is what they are. Seattle's a team that I think that people that know a lot about baseball have said that they're going to turn the corner basically since they signed Cano. And all he's been is an all-star weekend hero. He hasn't been able to really make his numbers make an impact in the win-loss column there in Seattle. But, you know, they're not even chasing Houston. Everybody else in the West is chasing that wild card. Maybe they'll get into that one-game play-in so that they could play in the real tournament with everybody else.
I just think the problem for Houston's going to be, again, man, complacency. You know, you get so far out ahead. I mean, 15 and a half games ahead of the Rangers, 16 and a half Seattle, 17 and a half and 20. I mean, this is a joke of a division, man. When you really look at it, it's embarrassing first and foremost, but realistically, I think it's bad for the Houston Astros, man, because the competition that you're playing in your own division is not going to keep you ready for what you're going to see in the playoffs and the postseason. So I think it's almost a disadvantage for them. I really do, especially when you think about how much you play your own teams in your division later on in the season. It's a disadvantage when you're playing against teams that are this bad. So, and that being said, you know, we'll see how things hold up in the National League West for the D-backs and the Rockies, but go ahead.
I was going to say, could you imagine Houston playing in that National League Central Division? I mean, they're mediocre to bad from top to bottom as it is. And that's not a slight on your Milwaukee Brewers. I think that they've done a great job. And I think that team is made up really well. The front Stearns and the front office has done a really good job to get interchangeable parts for counsel there. But you put the Astros in their old home in the National League Central Division, I think those teams are even worse. And I think that maybe they're running away with the National League Central more than they actually are with the American League West, which is phenomenal to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's an interesting question. And when you're talking about the Brewers, man, it's just this is a couple years ahead of schedule, Jeff. Okay, so
I think you're a little gun shy to really give any praise for the Brewers, because you've seen them lose. You know, you've seen them carry it all season and lose it in September, and every season is different. So that doesn't have to happen again.
No, I hear you, and I get it, and I'm you're right. I may be a little gun shy because I've seen it late in September when they've blown it before after leading the division for, like, I don't know what it is, man, 160 days or whatever the heck it was. It was just something absolutely ridiculous. But I think Craig Counsell's done a great job too. I mean, you know, we talk about Torrey Lovella doing a great job for the D-backs and calling every shot right, and everything he does seems to turn to gold. But truth is Craig Counsell's done a fantastic job there with the Milwaukee Brewers. And I really do think that this is maybe a couple of years ahead of schedule, but we'll take it whenever we can get it. I mean, when you think about what's going on in Milwaukee, man, right now, it's pretty good stuff. You've got the Milwaukee Brewers playing pretty darn good baseball. You have the Milwaukee Bucks on the up and coming, you know, so I think the future is very bright all around. And then we all know the Green Bay Packers, man, it's just, they're always a team to be reckoned with. And they're always a team that has a shot to win championships. So I think the vibe right now in Wisconsin should be pretty good in general, because all their teams are pretty darn good. Unfortunately, it's not the same here in Arizona. We do have the D-backs, but they're like the only thing. And I know we had the Rattlers too, but as far as the Suns, as far as the Cardinals, you don't get that same kind of love. So in general, dude, I feel pretty good about my teams there from Wisconsin.
And you should. Badger football should be all right. You know, the Coyotes here going in a different direction with Rick Tocchet, kind of bringing back some of the old. And, you know, can we put his questionable past behind us? I think that that's been asked of the Coyotes organization. And as terrible as it was back then, it's been signed off. And I guess Tocchet gets a new beginning with the Arizona Coyotes in 2017, 2018.
Not only that, man, people get second chances, third chances. We all know that, you know, and you can't question his love and his desire to be here for the Arizona Coyotes coming up. So I truly think that he'll have an opportunity. Who knows if he's got the right guys to do it, but I do think this team is interesting, and I think they're going to go out there and they're going to play his style, at least from what I'm hearing everybody talking about, that Rick Tocchet wants to play a pretty fast style, wants to get up and down the ice, let these guys showcase their abilities and their skill. So I think it's going to be an interesting situation, and we'll just have to see how it all plays out. You know how it is, man. Winning cures everything, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It certainly does. And, you know, Steve Patterson's a guy that's never won, but he's got new arenas built. So that'll be an interesting ad for the Yotes as well.
All righty. So let's think about taking a pause for the cause here. We will get back at it, obviously, on the other side. We'll continue talking about sports. Maybe we'll shift gears, man. Maybe it's time to think about talking a little NFL on the other side. So get that in your brain a little bit. We'll talk a little NFL on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man. Thoughts and opinions, people, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose. time for glory.
Manning calls out the signals, takes the snap and drops it back to throw. Deep ball down the middle of the field, wide open. Tavares King makes the catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. 41 yards.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf at Storefront Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Obviously, with that intro, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk a little NFL football, and it's right around the corner, man. I'm excited. I know you are. We're both excited about this. I know you're excited to see a little improvement from the Cleveland Browns. I'm hoping that the Green Bay Packers can find themselves back in the Super Bowl once again. But looking at each division, I really think that the NFC South is the most interesting, maybe the most up on the rise, maybe the most the division that could surprise us the most this year. Jeff, your thoughts, your opinions, and let's just get into some NFL football.
Well, it's gone last to first the last couple of seasons. I think it's a real crapshoot. I think that you've got some real talent, undeniable talent at the quarterback position in that division. Winston's only going to get better. I think we've seen Cam at his peak. But on the backside of that, it's not going to be too bad. Ditto for Drew Brees and, man, Atlanta. Yeah, you know, we've seen teams bounce back. You know, the Golden State Warriors bounce back after blowing a 3-1 lead to win the NBA championship. So we've seen teams bounce back from that devastating meltdown. We didn't see it from the Cardinals when they did it against the Bears on Monday Night Football back in like 2006. But you know, that those wounds have to hurt. Let's see what kind of what kind of coaching staff that they have there in Atlanta that they can get through it. But I'm really interested in the emergence of Tampa Bay. I'd really like to see Winston back on the big stage. It kind of seems like since his team lost by 40 to Oregon, he's just kind of disappeared from the landscape, despite the fact that he's put up some good numbers in the NFL and he's maturing nicely. And Dirk Cutter's a pretty good marriage for him, it appears.
You know, just quick comment on that Golden State thought. I just think they had too much talent for them not to rebound. So
That's true. It's a very different team. You know, it's not like Atlanta went out and signed Von Miller in the offseason. I get that.
Right. And truth is, you know, look, Matty Ice is a good quarterback. I don't think he's great. You know, I think he's good. I think he's very good. I don't think he's in that great echelon. And
see, I like when you go here because I think that as a society, we want to put that great superlative on every player. And when you say very good, some people take this as an insult because they're like, oh, you're supposed to say he's great. But I think that's a very fair assessment of Matt Ryan. I think that I like that you went there, Andy Dorf.
Look, truth is I try to call it the way I see it for the most part. I try to be objective, and I think you hit a really good point. I mean, like I've always said, you know, when you have a loss the way that the Cardinals lost to Carolina in that game and you took it back to the Bears, and I won't even disagree with that one. I mean, there's been several throughout their history where they obviously have just had just horrific
outcomes. You know what that game did? That game extended Matt Leinart's career in the broadcast studio because he might have played football for a few more years if he didn't die that night.
No, very true. I mean, very true. But getting back to the point of what we're talking about, look, that's just a very interesting division. And I think it's going to be difficult, with that being said, for Matty Ice and Atlanta to repeat what they did last season, man. It's just like now they have a little bit of a target on their back. People aren't going to be surprised by them. I think, you know, to expect their defense to be as good as it was last year, to expect their offense to be as prolific as it was last year, I think that's asking for a whole heck of a lot, you know. So, and to think that Cam's going to be as bad as he was last year, with Christian McCaffrey coming in there to help him. He's got to trust him. He's got to trust a lot of the guys around him. But I think Cam will get back to being a better quarterback. And I love what you said about Jameis, man. Jameis, dude, to me, that guy is a leader, a man among boys, and he will figure it out. I really like that guy's game. And New Orleans is just interesting to me because they're like the veterans, you know, with AP and Breeze coming in there. Obviously, we know what he's done for a long, long time with New Orleans. But I think Adrian Peterson is a very interesting dynamic. I think they're going to have to use him out of the backfield. This is a guy that's going to have to catch footballs. He's not going to be able to just run up and down. They're going to use him in a little different way. So I think it's going to be interesting to see the versatility of Adrian Peterson, who back in the day, if I remember correctly, when he was at Oklahoma, man, he had no problem receiving the ball out of the backfield. And then with Minnesota, for some reason, they sort of got away from that because he's such a great runner. I get it. But I think New Orleans will use him in a very dynamic way. And I think this division is really interesting.
I don't think anything's changed with the Saints. I don't think that offense was particularly their problem. I do agree with you that Adrian Peterson will be a nice upgrade. It's not, you know, Drew Brees had runners. I mean, he's had Ingram.
Yep.
Pierre Thomas. I mean, he's had these guys that can get it done. But he's never had a guy the caliber of Adrian Peterson, and I don't really care how old Adrian Peterson is, because I think that however old he is, he's the outlier for playing at that old of an age, especially because he's, he hasn't put quite as many miles on as the typical 32-year-old. There's been a lot less playing, and some of that's been due to injury, some of that's been due to circumstances off the field, but New Orleans has to stop people from scoring. I think Atlanta just figured out, hey, we're just going to try to outscore you, and Atlanta's the team that's capable of it. So, yeah. I see those two when they battle offensively, but Atlanta's got a better, much better defense. I see those two when they have those shootouts. It's very much like Cavs Warriors.
Yeah, no, I agree. It is kind of like a Cavs Warriors football set situation. But
and there's a nice rivalry there. They're both indoor teams. They kind of represent different parts of the South. That's a lot of fun. I know that you want to talk about some other divisions, so we can get on with it.
No, that's a good point, though, too, in general, what you just said, because I think that is an interesting rivalry. I just want to talk a little about the other South, the AFC South, because, we're talking about all these, some really solid quarterbacks in the NFC South, but in the AFC South, I'm sorry, we have a lot of up-and-coming quarterbacks, or potentially some up-and-coming good quarterbacks, right? I mean, look, Watson, he's got the Houston job. We got Andrew Luck there in Indianapolis. We've got the kid from Oregon. The name is escaping me right now.
Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, for Tennessee. And I just think this is a very, very interesting division when you talk about the up-and-coming quarterbacks and who's the next guy to, be the face of the NFL. A lot of us think it's Andrew Luck. Hasn't really necessarily happened yet. And I think that's based on something we talked about the Golden State Warriors just being too good not to get back there. Well, I don't think Andrew Luck has had the greatest weapons to throw the ball to. So they really got to figure out a way to accommodate him and give him more to work with.
Except in the cases where a guy is drafted to take your place, where that your shelf life with that organization is short, you don't see starting quarterbacks make big jumps in free agency. And in fact, you don't really see any big shocks in NFL free agency. But I'm going to tell you, if I'm Andrew Luck, I'm not as quick with the pen when the Indianapolis Colts want to keep re-upping me. I understand that, money's hard to turn down and guaranteed money in the NFL is hard to come by. But if I'm Andrew Luck, I might be looking for a better situation when my contract is up. If the next two or three years with the Colts go like the last two or three have, either that or it's time to start talking about Andrew Luck not being the surest of sure things.
And that's an interesting thought, because we get angry at guys, right, for leaving and jumping ship, if you will, for guys that want to go out and seek that opportunity.
I'm guilty as charged, July 8th, 2010.
Well, but I'm just saying, it's just funny because I actually totally agree with you. Look, Andrew Luck has something to offer somebody. And if the Colts aren't going to go out there and get the pieces that he needs around him, then I think you got a good point. I mean, he's going to be a very high commodity, right? People are going to pay him whatever he wants to get paid to go play for them. So truth be told is I just think that the players these days hold a lot more cards. They hold everything when you really think about it, especially if you have the talent level of Andrew Luck, where people think you could be the next greatest thing. So I think that's an excellent point. If I'm Andrew Luck, I'm really thinking long and hard, and I'm thinking about where my next move is. Where do I have the best opportunity to actually do what I want to do, which is go to the Super Bowl, play for championships, play for titles, build my legacy. So that makes a lot of sense when you really think about it. And it's just funny because in a lot of ways, we're so quick to judge and we're so quick to say, well, that guy bailed on their team. Dude, I'm totally with you, man. If you have a better chance to go out and win and be to better yourself, go for it, man. And people that want to sit there and say, dude, that's sad that he had to go jump ship and go play for them to win his titles and this and that. Dude, you don't get it. I'm sorry, man. At some point in your career, it's got to be about winning. And you know what? The pride of being the best that you can and having your other guys in your sport and your peers respect the hell out of you. So I agree 100%, man. If I'm Andrew Luck and when this contract is done, if they don't or he doesn't feel that they have a great shot to go out there and win Super Bowls, figure out a better plan, man. Go do what you want to do. And I have absolutely zero problem with it.
That marriage with Bruce Arians, you know, his rookie year was, you know, he's probably kind of slid down since Arians departed the Colts. So I wonder, you know, not necessarily with the Cardinals, but I wonder if there's a marriage between those two in the Cards in the future, maybe with the Colts.
Are you talking about BA going back to the Colts?
Possibly. I just don't want to be the fanboy in Arizona that says, oh, you know, we should get Andrew Luck because, you know, Carson Palmer's about to expire. You know, we heard it with Dan Bickley, one of the writers for the Arizona Republic, say that, you know, they should acquire Tom Brady because he had a bad game on Monday Night Football. Let's talk realistic. And you're not going to be able to trade for this guy. Yeah, you know, he's going to have to not sign contracts and he's going to leave Indianapolis with them grasping him, kicking and screaming, because that's a terrible franchise.
That's a whole nother story, what you were talking about there, though, with Tom Brady, when you think about it, man, because they're holding on to Garoppolo. So they must feel like they have something in him, to be honest with you. And Tom Brady, obviously, sooner or later is going to call it quits and probably sooner than later when you really think about him getting up there in age and just the fact that you got to be careful. You know, you don't want to get hit too many times. You don't want to get hit in the wrong place. Being a quarterback, concussions and whatnot, separated shoulders, back injuries, as we've seen from Tony Romo. So truth be told, I do think the end is closer for Tom Brady than people may want to really believe. But I think they have an interesting predicament there because they haven't gotten rid of that guy. You know, they could get something for him. But I do think that Jimmy Garoppolo has a very good future in the NFL for somebody if it's not going to be the Patriots.
Yeah, well, you know, and he's got to stay on the field. He was tasked with four games. He made it through three a year ago. I realize injuries happen, but, you know, it's hard for a team to want to acquire him versus a rookie draft pick that they can work out and they can see all these aspects. You trade for a guy, what you see is what you get.
Yeah, no, I agree. NFL action, man. We just can't get enough of it when you really think about it, right? It's just, it is such a king of all the sports. It's amazing. We're going to be talking a lot about it here coming up in the next few weeks. I'm very excited for the beginning of football. I know the music is going. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. So keep it close. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He would be Jeff Rich. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up for hour number one. So keep it close. The weekend edition with Jeff Rich, Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back in just a few.
Second and eight at the Raven 13. Blitz look. Here they come. Prescott slant. Dez 5 to the goal line. Touchdown. Dez Bryant, second of the day. The Cowboys have a 2-touchdown lead.
Stafford takes the snap. Goes on the end around to Ebron. To the 1. To the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Why not? He took it all the way down there and then he took it home. The Lions have the lead back.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late.
You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour of the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Again, thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, Dorf on Sports. radio.com. Jeff, just one thing I want to get out before we take a quick pause for the cause and we come back for hour number two. Roger Federer, man, through this run, this unbelievable run at Wimbledon, didn't even lose a set for 2 weeks. Like, if you really think about that, it's unfathomable when you think about the competition that he's going up against day in and day out to not drop a set at Wimbledon. Impressive, man.
Yeah, it's really impressive. He's had an impressive career. He's defied all of the rules that we're supposed to believe about tennis players. You know, I said the AP breaks the rules with the running backs. Well, the Williams sisters and Federer have obviously broken the rules. And, you know, good night to Djokovic, man. What a surprising, abrupt end to a great career.
Well, you know what? Bottom line is this, dude. We've seen some great stuff. We've seen some unbelievable stuff from guys. And before him, when you think about it, we had guys like Agassi, who played late into his 30s, Connors, McEnroe. The guy that we didn't see enough of was Borg, because he retired so quick and early in his career. But I do see the music. We got to get the heck out of Dodge. So keep it close. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And we'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Court action concerning the president's latest travel ban continuing as the Trump administration's appealing the new ban ruling to the Supreme Court. A federal judge in Hawaii on Thursday broadening the list of relatives who can enter the country under the immigrant ban. The Justice Department filing an appeal on Friday saying the judge's ruling makes the court's decision on who's exempt from the ban meaningless because it includes, quote, not just close family members, but virtually all family members. The Supreme Court's given Hawaii until noon on Tuesday to respond to the Trump administration request. Senate Majority Chief Mitch McConnell pushing back the vote on the GOP health care bill while Senator John McCain recovers from eye surgery, as McCain's vote is critical.
Without McCain's vote, Republicans will come up one vote short of the 50 needed to pass the measure.
That's AP Herald reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. A lot going on in the sports world. Roger Federer winning his 8th title on the grass. Pretty unbelievable, pretty incredible. And he does it without losing or dropping a set throughout the whole tournament. So I find that to be very impressive with a guy that's close to 36 years old. And then when I think about this on the other side, Venus, she goes down in the finals, but the mere fact that she got there by the time that she, her age is 37, and the last person to do that, 1994, Martina Navratilova. So pretty unbelievable stuff when you really think about the way that sports work, because people these days just don't do those incredible things like that when they're that late in their lives. Obviously, Major League Baseball second half season got started. NFL season right around the corner. Good morning, Jeff. What's going on, brother?
Doing well. Usually I'm a little fatigued with Yankees Red Sox, but this has been a very compelling series coming out of the All-Star break. And what an All-Star week that it was. Aaron Judge winning the Home Run Derby. Really good game in the Midsummer Classic itself.
Yep, really got to showcase himself, and hopefully he could be around for a long, long time, as we know he will be. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're just getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Before you hear this, or this, or even this, Before you turn a key, step on the gas and let it rip. Before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Yesterday. Check the face-up picture from yesterday and check it from the day before. Proper freaking high heels that bitch was wearing.
What the hell's going on out here?
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. He's Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And absolutely, man, just a lot of craziness going on in the sports world when we have a spectacle like Mayweather and McGregor going on all over the world tour. I'll be honest with you, Jeff. I'm just absolutely grateful and thankful that this stupid spectacle of these two guys going out there and bashing each other basically was like a roast of each other. I'm very happy that it's over and done with. And I almost feel like they did a disservice in trying to sell this fight. I think they would have been better off just leaving it alone. I don't think they needed the press conferences, is my point.
Hey, they took advantage of a slow sports week, All-Star week in Major League Baseball. You know, we had Wimbledon going on, we had golf, but you know, when you really want to, you know, take that meat and potatoes sports fan, that adrenaline junkie, over a fight that's not going to happen for another month, even more than a month. I think it's crazy. You know, congratulations to them. You know, I put down guys like LeVar Ball, and you know, I put down, this whole. You called it a spectacle, and I couldn't agree with you more. It's a silly spectacle, you know, and it's weird because, you know, as a purist, as a sports purist, you want to see the boxer just annihilate this guy. But when you remember that the pure boxer is Floyd Mayweather, you know, he's kind of a hard guy to root for unless you have a really good reason to, and I just don't. So craziness, this reminds me a little bit of the whole Jerry the King Lawler and Andy Kaufman thing where, you know, there's a little bit of discontent there. There's definitely some seeds of, I don't want to say hatred, but contentiousness between these two. And I think that they've not scripted it, but I think that they've fed off each other and taken it to a whole new level. And, you know, for that gamesmanship, I applaud them. For this thing to be the biggest thing in sports, I'm not a fan.
Look, man, there's absolutely, I think we can agree that these guys probably don't like each other. Okay. They probably that like there is some real to this. Like, I really think they don't like each other. However, I do think that they both are entertainers, right? And Conor McGregor may be he's a fantastic entertainer. I'll give him that, man. He's quick on his feet. His material, he doesn't go over his material. He can come up with new things. He can come up with new material. He's definitely a personality. Both these guys are personalities. The drama, I don't know if there's drama. I think it's made for television. I think they're doing a great job of selling themselves as being guys that are very, very intense. These are guys that like to be the spectacle. These are guys that like the crowd. But truth be told, I think you said something kind of interesting, and I'm wondering if the sports world thinks about this when they plan stuff. Like, do they plan to have things like this happen when there's very little going on? And when you think about if they would have done it a little bit later, maybe it gets in the way of their training to a certain degree if they do it later. Okay. And also, maybe they just figured that there would be very, very little intrigue for people to be watching this on a daily basis when college football and NFL football are going. So it is a little bit about timing. You're right. They took advantage of an incredibly slow week of sports. And in that sense, they did a great job. But do you think people will remember these press conferences when you're talking about this fight like a couple few days before? And maybe they will, because people will just keep playing the clips of, hey, do you remember when they said this?
Yeah, I think that, you know, people will remember the lead up to this, especially if it's a one-time thing. Now, if Conor McGregor boxes, you know, Triple G, he goes after a few of these other guys in the sport, you know, maybe not, you know, especially if he fares well against even a 40-year-old Mayweather. I think that he just has to show up. I think that if he takes it the distance, he lands some blows, wins a couple of rounds, I think that this fight could eventually get lost in the sauce. But you know, I think it depends on the quality of the fight, because if the quality of the fight stinks, then everybody's going to be like, well, the hype was, you know, the hype was bigger than the actual event itself. And so you hope for it to be entertaining, compelling, competitive to a certain point. I don't think that the outcome, there's any doubt about the outcome, unless Conor throws one of those magical punches and Floyd just can't absorb it. And I just can't imagine that there's a, you know, that after years and years of fighting professional boxers, that this MMA guy is going to come in and show him something that he hasn't seen in the skilled science before.
Yeah, I'm baffled as to how they sold this thing, and how people are so intrigued by it, because on paper, this is an absolute mismatch, man. I'm sorry, but the guy's 49-0. He's only been doing this for his whole life, for 20 some odd years. So Conor McGregor, you're right. I think he's a powerful guy. I think that the most important thing for him is to not expend stupid energy or expend unnecessary energy. And I think that that's going to be a very difficult task for Conor McGregor, man. He has so much emotion. He's such a guy that wants to go out there and get physical with you. So he's going to want to bring it to Mayweather. We know Mayweather's just going to kind of dance around and bob and weave and stick and move. We know that. But I think McGregor's really going to have to pace himself. I think he's going to have to be very careful not to wear himself out by overpunching, by expending energy where he doesn't need to expend that energy, Jeff.
All right. I'm looking for the low-hanging fruit, though. You know, question is, if he gets frustrated, is Conor going to break into MMA mode? Are we going to see any, you know, illegal boxing that would be legal in MMA just by instinct from Conor McGregor? I would think that he's disciplined enough for that not to happen. And the odds of that have to be in the 100 to 200 to 1 range.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I thought that potentially throughout this press conference barrage that we potentially could have seen something, a punch thrown or, like you said, maybe a kick to the groin area or whatever from Conor McGregor. But we didn't see it. They relatively kept it in check, and they, you know, they kept it to talking trash and getting in each other's face, but never went across the lines. And I think that that's a pretty interesting discussion. If he goes across the lines, then he may be putting himself in a really bad way there. I think if he does that, then he probably, I don't know if he'd ever fight necessarily again. I don't think he'd absolutely, there'd be no way that he'd have a chance to probably fight in a boxing ring. And then I think that that would obviously hurt his MMA career as well.
And his image. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that both these guys have to obviously be as classy when it comes to fighting. You just go out there and you fight the fight that's given to you. It's not an MMA fight. They're not doing it in an octagon. I think that'd be interesting, though, if there's a rematch. Mayweather's come out and already said there's no way he's going to fight again. He says this is his last fight in general. And that to me will be interesting, because I know there's other people that still want to take a shot at Mayweather out there, but he may not give him a chance. But that'd be interesting, man, if there is a rematch, even though he said there wouldn't be. Would it go to the octagon the next time?
No, I don't think. I don't think Floyd wants to box him again, let alone get in that eight-sided cage with him. No way, shape, or form. But hey, you know what? I give it up for these guys. You know, this is going to be a big payday. I expect it to end a lot like the Lennox Lewis Mike Tyson fight back in like 2002 or 2003 in Memphis, Tennessee, where the fight ends. Lewis beats the tar out of Tyson, like was expected, and Tyson hugs him and says, "Anytime you want the payday, we could do it again." And they never did it again, but it's all about the money at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's all about getting a serious payday, making him a nine-figure fighter, all that nonsense that he talks about. Just out of curiosity, was this what you expected from the press conferences from these guys, or were you expecting something different?
I think I was expecting it to be over the top. I think it went even further over the top, but I think that FS1 really had to enjoy their the media circus that it was. And, you know, you talked to Chris Farina the other day, the great boxing photographer.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's a separate part. There's a post-press conference for these things. So that hysteria is crazy. And, you know, if it sells the fight, more power to him. Only in America, man. Only in America.
Well, that's because, you know, they actually have to get something out of it, right? When you really think about it, the one that they have on TV was like all made for show and whatnot. And then maybe they get a little into strategy and whatnot when they go to that post press conference that they have. But anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and we will be right back. Keep it close, everybody. Someone for me to do, turn away. I'm growing tired of all your alibis. There ain't one that you can justify. I ain't gonna take it anymore.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Andy, Sam is the first U.S. player to reach a major semifinal since 2009. How would you describe
male player.
I beg your pardon?
Male player, right?
Yes, yeah. First male player. That's for sure.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It's definitely a slow week when we are talking tennis, but you know what? I think that it brings an interesting conversation to the table. That was Andy Murray talking about the loss that he took to Sam Querrey of the USA men's tennis. It was a good match, by the way, really good match. Sam Querrey played fantastic. Andy Murray just didn't have it that day. And speaking of which, Roger Federer winning his eighth title. I want to get into this a little bit with you. Welcome back, everybody. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions are absolutely encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get us at Twitter by Jeff Rich at Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online, the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Jeff, I saw your post, obviously I made a comment about what Andy said, and I just think it was, to me, it was a comment. Maybe you could take this in a couple different ways. Maybe he was knocking American men's tennis first and foremost, because it's been forever since an American man has won a major, let alone getting to a semifinal. However, on the other hand, the women have absolutely dominated, and I don't think they get enough credit when we talk about American tennis. We talk about the men. We never really think about women's tennis because, yeah, we know Serena. We all know. We know. It's like engraved in our head. But I don't think that the other women in the game of tennis are getting the credit, like a Venus Williams, who's 37 and getting to finals still late in her career. And then there's a lot of young, up-and-coming, budding women tennis players, Madison Keys. There's so many, man, that are up-and-coming. And I think the women's game is in such better hands than the men's game is. And I think Andy was just saying, look, you're talking about men, right? Because those women have dominated the sport of tennis for a long time.
Yeah, I think that there's a certain context to it, and I never really was heated about this. I just think that there's sometimes when things come up about minorities or, you know, gender, and, you know, the fact that, you know, that this reporter, you know, it was almost like Andy Murray thought that he had this obligation to specify male player when, you know, what sport do you play, Andy Murray? And I think that that was my point. And, you know, I've got to stay in my lane a little bit here. You know, you're a tennis guy. You know, you watch tennis. You still play tennis into your 40s. And by the way, Andy Dorf's birthday, Thursday morning this week. You know, I wish you a happy birthday on the national show. Or on the local show. I want to, you know, follow suit here on the national show. But
Jeff,
you know,
Jeff, let me interrupt you. Jeff was also had a birthday on Tuesday, so it was kind of like a week of birthdays on the show when you really think about it, because yours was Tuesday, I followed on Thursday, and I'm double fours, man. That's all I know. I'm not hockey sticks, I'm not double nickels, but I'm double fours. That's kind of crazy when I think about it.
The Dirty Harry, man. The Dirty Harry. I dig it, man. But you know, I just think, you know, and I'm not trying to be insensitive to say that women don't deserve that platform that Andy Murray being interviewed at Wimbledon is, as the, you know, as the native son of, you know, of the Great Britain. You know, I just thought that, you know, I thought that he kind of went to humiliate the reporter, and I thought about that slighting American men. But I wasn't digging for reasons not to like what Andy Murray said. I just thought that, you know, sometimes there's this obligation for this overwhelming approval of, you know, some of these, you know, I'll call them liberal issues. I don't think you have to be a liberal to think one way or the other. I think everybody is entitled to have an open mind about everything. But at the end of the day, as a casual tennis observer, I think the women's sport should get more play. I think that it's I think it's a better game, and I think that it's more entertaining to watch. I wish they'd play five sets like the men. You know, I just maybe we don't understand the context that Murray was coming from, but I definitely understand the context of the reporter in that segment. And I might have followed up instead of kind of sucking up to him with saying, hey, you know, I'm talking about the game that you play.
Well, and look, I think you hit the nail right on the head with that, because obviously he was talking to him about the men's game, but I just thought that Andy was talking about tennis. I think that he was just kind of not making it a man or a woman thing. I just think he was saying, look, you know, this is the game of tennis. And
the fact that the circuits travel together makes it a little different than it would be in, say, golf, because if you're talking about the U.S. Open with the men, the women haven't played theirs yet, or they've already played it. I don't really know the LPGA schedule or the USGA schedule for the women when we're talking about the U.S. Open.
Well, and not only that, I mean, we're just talking about singles, you know, because there are events where the men and the women play together. So there's all types of events that are going on. There's doubles, there's mixed doubles going on at all of these events, especially at these majors. So I think that Andy was just talking about the game of tennis. And when you're Andy talking about the game of tennis, and that's not Andy Dorf I'm talking about, I'm talking
and
about
that's
Andy.
That's a funny thing, because, you know, there's a aforementioned Facebook post. I'm watching you refer to Andy. I was like, is he really talking in the third person like this? And it was just like this oversaturation of Andy's. It took me two posts until I realized that we're talking about Andy Murray, not Andy Dorf.
Right. So exactly. I am talking about Andy Murray. I'm not talking about myself. And when Andy Murray talks about tennis, I think it means a little bit more. He's a top player on the men's side of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when you look at what he brings to the table, I just think it's a guy that's very well educated and knows what's going on. So for us to say, I wonder why he's doing that, I'm gonna just kind of, you know, let him guide me down the path that I think. And I think he was just trying to talk about the game of tennis. And I didn't think he wanted to make it a man or a woman thing and more, but he did want to shed some light and let people know that, look, you know, the women on the American side have dominated. And he didn't need to say anything other than you're talking about men, right? Because his point was so strong, if you ask me. Like, dude, he wanted to make this reporter just realize that tennis, they also play together. So it's not, it is an individual sport, and the men have their own game, the women have their game, but there are events like Wimbledon where the men and the women play together. So there's mixed doubles, there's doubles going on, men's and women's doubles. So there's a lot more games going on than what we wind up seeing, that what they showcase for us on television.
And you know, maybe I was a little bit educated by disputing the loveliness. And, you know, maybe I was a little educated. You know, I knew the women play three sets versus the men playing five and things like that. But I didn't know that it was like a Zapruder flick. So, you know, sometimes trying to find these women playing in non-majors and not playing against either the Williams sisters or, quite frankly, women that could double as models. And I think that that's probably the biggest frustration with women's sports in general, is that the more marketable players and athletes are not necessarily the top of the game, but, you know, the ones that are photogenic, the ones that are, you know, basically eye candy for the male sports fan.
Well, and look, here's what I wanted to point out in that post as well, is that, look, you know, if somebody wants to have a debate, let's have a debate. There's no reason for everybody to get so upset about it. You know, if somebody's going to open up a platform to discuss something, let's discuss it. And if I say something that is somewhat offensive by saying, well, I thought that the reporter was stupid and that there are uneducated fans out there, I'm not trying to go after one person individually. I'm going after the masses when I say something like that, because I think there's a lot of stupid reporters out there that ask a lot of stupid questions. One of our colleagues on the program, you didn't like one of the questions he asked. And you know, everybody is entitled to their opinion on what they think of what people say. And nobody should get that offended, because we all have a forum where we can speak our mind. And we have the ability to agree to disagree. And I think that that is what is so beautiful about sports, about politics, whatever you want to throw out there, is that we can argue and we can discuss things. But at the end of the day, we can pat each other on the back and go, hey, you know what? We differ, but you're my buddy, and it's okay that we have different opinions.
Yeah, you know, we've seen, I think that with politics and, you know, just general arguments over the color of a freaking dress, you know, we've argued and we've seen friendships end, and it's a sad thing, but that's, you know, that's the future for you.
Yep, well, that's why we got to be bigger and better than that and never let things really get to us that big. So anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. We'll get into it. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is the weekend edition of the Dorf on Sports Radio Show. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
I know you're tired. I know you're hurting. And I wish I could say something that was classy and inspirational. But that just wouldn't be our style. Pain heals. Chicks dig scars. Glory.
Right on.
Shotgun, DC right, flip 90, dig, on the center, on the center, ready?
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
68 years for the Indians, 108 years for the Cubs. Now the pitch. Swung on, line to deep left field. It is gone! You should see the celebration out of the Indians' third base dugout. Rajay Davis, a bullet, two-run homer down the left field line, clearing the 19-foot wall. We are tied at six.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Tom Hamilton on the radio call, Indians Radio. And that's a sweet sound for Jeff Rich to be hearing that. And when I think about how long that was, man, that was 176 years of history that just happened for us last year when you think about it. And the Indians not getting there in 68 years. And then obviously the Cubs, 108 years. So That was a lot of history, man. It was like Major League. The movie came to fruition, man. It was just that was insanity, man. When I really think about it, that was like the most unlikely thing to happen when you really think about the history of sports in general, Jeff.
Well, you know, I thought that we should have gotten before Steve Bartman and Aaron Boone that in 2003 we should have gotten a Red Sox-Cubs World Series. You know, Grady Little mismanaging his pitching staff, and they bring in Tito Francona to win the World Series. And, you know, he'd never lost. He had never lost a World Series game until the 10th game that he managed, game two, against the Cubs at home last year in a series that would ultimately go seven. So he lost his first World Series game in game two, and then he lost his first series of a World Series in seven games. But that Rajay Davis moment made that game really special, because otherwise, you know, the Cubs win that game 6-4 and the Indians just kind of got buried from the outset. They made it a game. The rain delay was a little clunky, but you know, I think this teaches us a lesson when you look at the current standings. And I know the Indians are right where they want to be standings wise at the top of the Central Division, but a very underwhelming play from them all season, very underwhelming play from the Chicago Cubs, which teaches you, you know, just because you got there doesn't mean you're going to get back. I look at the New York Mets of 2 years ago. They were, you know, they were very close and they just couldn't get it done.
Well, baseball, it's just extremely difficult to get back there because of pitching and things along those lines. When you don't have the same type of years that you had the year before, like they're having there in Chicago this year, that's a huge difference, man. They could count on guys to throw really well, and this year, those same guys that they counted on last year are not coming up too strong for them. But speaking of that, man, I just kind of want to switch gears with you. Well, we've been talking a lot of baseball. We've gone through the MMA stuff a little bit. We talked tennis, and that was a good discussion about the Andy Murray comments. And truth be told, man, again, everybody is entitled to their opinion. We like thoughts and opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. I want to talk a little basketball with you because we mentioned this earlier in the program too, and we didn't stick on it for very long. I heard you mention LeVar Ball and McGregor and Mayweather, how these kinds of guys are kind of good for sports. And I agree with you. I just think that it's too bad that they're good for sports. But I totally agree with you because without
I think that's such a great way to put it. That's such a great way to put it because it's obnoxious. It turns my stomach that this is what's popular. And you know, I compared the McGregor Mayweather, diehard fans anticipating this fight have their doomsday clocks going. I compared them to people that eat up the Kardashians and Jersey Shore and things of that ilk. And maybe that's not fair. You know, who am I to judge?
Look, bottom line is it's not for everybody, but it's for somebody. You know, it's like yesterday there was this deal going on here in Arizona that I got out to Dustin and I kind of checked it out. It was called Bad Blood. And I met this guy earlier in the week that does these shows. And, he's telling me about the crowd. And truth be told, you know, everybody's opinion about things is so different. You know, he had a completely different opinion than Dustin and I did about the type of crowd that was going to be there. And it was a good crowd, man. It was 200-300 people. It was like kickboxing mixed with regular boxing. It was pretty cool stuff in general.
It's like blood sport where it was just a parking lot with a bunch of cars with the headlights forming the ring.
No, but kind of close. It was just out at a club here in Phoenix, way out there on 53rd Avenue and McDonald or McDowell. So it was out there, man. And truth is went that way twice yesterday. So that's how crazy stuff is here in Phoenix. But it's kind of so spread out. But my point is that who are we to judge, you know, what people like and what they don't like? We discuss what we want to discuss. But again, thoughts and opinions about whatever is on your mind is totally fine with us. We don't care. 1-800-878-7529. But getting into this Lonzo Ball, how he's playing as of late in the summer league. And I got out early and I said, listen, if he can't shred up this competition that he has right now, and by the way, get us on Twitter as well, by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then obviously the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All the shows are there. We have content with writers and whatnot, so you can check out the website. But look, the bottom line is, man, Lonzo Ball is starting to come around, if you ask me. I think he should be getting triple-doubles on a normal basis in the summer league. And at least as of late, that's the type of play that we've been seeing from him, Jeff.
This is going to be a pretty good rookie class. I know that there's a lot of smoke and mirrors to summer league, and you're playing against guys that are going to likely end up in the D League or Europe, you know, minus the first rounders. But man, that top of the draft is no joke. Josh Jackson, Jason Tatum, Markelle Fultz. You know, of course, we've talked about Lonzo Ball, Dennis Smith Jr. I just think that it's such a deep rookie class, and none of them are going to win Rookie of the Year because Ben Simmons is going to win that.
Yeah, that could be true because he gets like a second go at it since he's
Blake Griffin got that second go and he won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, no, I you may have a very good point. I think it'll be interesting to see how that mix is in Philadelphia. I got to ask you, man, because this team is really – they're kind of under the radar. Nobody's talking about what they've done all in the offseason. And that's the Minnesota Timberwolves, man. It started with Jimmy Butler, but it didn't stop there. This team is continuing to make moves. And, you know, we're talking about all these super teams and trying to make super teams. How do you feel about what the Minnesota Timberwolves have been doing here in the offseason?
Well, the last couple of off seasons, they've built for the future. They're doing exactly what Philadelphia is doing. It's just that they're a little bit better at doing it, and they haven't found themselves right at the top of the draft year in and year out quite like the Philadelphia 76ers. But, man, Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins was a big deal. Andrew Wiggins was a tough piece for the Cavaliers to part with, even to acquire a perfect fit, at least before we saw it play out for LeBron James. That was a very tough call that the Cavaliers front office had to make. I think the Minnesota benefited. You bring in a Tom Thibodeau, who quite possibly after seeing what Doc Rivers was unable to do with the Clippers. And I think that I got to look back at those Celtics teams of 2008 and 2010 that went to the finals and say, maybe it was mostly Thibodeau. And I think that Minnesota, Not this year, but I think they make some noise this year. I think they're a tough out this year. And I think that they get into the bottom of the playoffs and then they, you know, and they don't get stuck in that purgatory. I think that they continue to climb. I think that Jimmy Butler is a good player to build around when you have such a good young supporting cast. I think that veteran leadership is going to mean a lot to that team. And, you know, it's the Western Conference, so it's going to be brutal. But I don't know how much longer they're going to fly under the radar. I mean, they're going to win some basketball games, and I think they're going to make some noise. And I think next year they won't surprise anyone.
Yeah, no, Jimmy Butler was a nice draft day deal. They pick up Taj Gibson as well. Jeff Teague they also picked up, and I think that that's a great move. I think he's a fantastic point guard. And when you have guys like Towns and Wiggins to throw the ball to on the wing, it's going to make it a lot easier for Jeff Teague to go out there and play good basketball. He's making $19 million. Jimmy Butler's making $19 million. So those two guys are getting paid pretty well. Taj Gibson, $14 million. You know, they're still early with Towns and Wiggins, so those guys are at $6 and $7 million apiece. Adrian Payne, that's a nice player they got there from Michigan State as well. Shabazz Muhammad, he's not too bad himself. You know what? They did a really, really solid job. I like what the Minnesota Timberwolves have done in the offseason with that roster. I do think they are a playoff contender, man. I think that they're definitely in that realm. And you know, it's interesting because you mentioned that. I'm talking to Brad the other day, man, on the local show, and I don't know if you happen to catch any of that conversation that we had on Friday, but he's very high on the Phoenix Suns, man. I think they're better. Don't get me wrong, man. I think they're a better team, but he's calling the window, the ceiling, 45, bro, and I'm thinking more like 32 to 34 when you're thinking about a team that won 24 basketball games last season. Where are you on the Phoenix Suns?
I think I'm right between you two. I think I'm at about 39, 40 wins. I definitely see 32 being a lot more possible than 45, though. I think that I've been bitten by being optimistic about these Phoenix Suns based on what they've done the year before, and every year is a different team, and I really don't know what Earl Watson's made of when the games really count. And I'm not just talking about regular season games, but I'm talking about when you do get, you know, into that conversation where you're in the top 10 teams in the conference and where you're sniffing that playoff spot. I don't know how a young team is going to play. I still think they need to add some veteran leadership to this team. Josh Jackson's obviously going to be that guy going forward. Devin Booker possibly, and nice role player pickup in Allen Williams. So I think that they've done a lot of little things to be able to be scrappy enough to steal some wins. But when teams are trying, they're going to beat the Phoenix Suns just because of the inexperience and the lack of time to gel. And, you know, we'll see that. We'll see if Earl Watson's the guy to carry them forward.
You know, they got a lot of nice little pieces, though. You know, this Marquise Chris, obviously Devin Booker, we know about that guy. I like Eric Bledsoe. I think that guy's pretty darn good. He can make some serious plays. Dragan Bender, I think it's going to be interesting to see how he develops. You've mentioned Allen Williams. Brandon Knight, the guy that the Bucks did a great job of dumping here in Arizona for the Phoenix Suns, doesn't make anybody better around him. They do have some weird, interesting pieces also. Jared Dudley's like the old man on this team. Him and Ronnie Price. Those guys are super old. Tyson Chandler as well. We'll see how important their role is with this basketball team. But I do think it's about just letting this young talent go out there and develop and see how they can get out there and gel with each other. And I think you hit it right on, man. Look, the bottom line is that when you're young and you're inexperienced, you don't win.
And that's where the Phoenix Suns are. That's where some of these other teams are in the NBA, like the Philadelphia 76ers. We saw it with the Milwaukee Bucks, man. It took them a couple of years to kind of figure things out. They're now kind of coming around. So it takes a few years to put things together, and I think we will find out what Earl Watson is made of when they do have to play maybe games that are a little bit more meaningful if they're looking to get to that next level, which would be to make the playoffs. And I think they're still a couple of years away from that, but I do think they improve. And I think if they can improve by 6 to 10 games, I think that's a pretty solid improvement. So I think you and Brad are a little bit, you guys both have high praise for these guys.
Yeah, but I saw Jeff Hornacek very, very nearly take a team to the playoffs, and the next year they regressed so much that they fired him. And
he got the short end of the stick. We both know that.
I might agree with that. But the bottom of the West is getting better around him too. So it's not just the top, but you gotta hope that some of these teams from the top fizzle down, because I think the Lakers are well on their way up, especially with what they plan to do in free agency next year.
Yeah, we'll have to see how it all shakes out, man. NBA action, it's not going on. We're watching a little summer league, but you and I are absolute junkies, obviously, because we're finding a way to just rap about NBA basketball when it's not even going on. So keep it close, everybody. One final segment left in the program today has absolutely flown by, to be honest with you. He's Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close, everybody.
Irving finds James wide open for three. That's good. James drives on Iguodala. Keeps his dribbles along the baseline. Back up top. Smith from way outside. Bang!
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. The final segment here of the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And as we all know, this is parting shot time. But real quickly, obviously, check us out on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. And then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Jeff, final thought time, brother. You're up.
You know, I've never been shy about airing my grievances and my discontent with one Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team, but have to make an exception for a kid from our backyard, Chandler, Arizona. Cody Bellinger shows up great at the Home Run Derby, shows up great at the All-Star Game. What a brilliant young player for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Really difficult, despite the jersey that he wears, to have anything but love for this kid. I wish him so much luck going forward, and if the Dodgers do win a title, I can take some joy in Cody Bellinger being part of it.
And real quickly, mine goes out to Roger Federer, winning 8 Wimbledon titles, passing Pete Sampras and William Renshaw for the most Wimbledon singles championships in history. So kudos to Roger Federer. For Scott and for Jeff, I am the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.